Love and light, and thanks for tuning in with Goddess Hadiya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Send out another beloved positive energy. I want to read part of this article. What's entitled? The title of the article is, hold on. What is tantric sex? Tantra is an ancient Indian practice that dates back more than 5,000 years. In Sanskrit, the word tantra means woven together. People who practice Buddhist and Hindu meditation may also practice tantric sex as a way to weave the physical with the spiritual. This practice brings together spirituality and sexuality and emphasizes the importance of intimacy during a sexual experience. However, tantra isn't just about sexual pleasure. It's more about celebrating your body and feeling heightened sensuality. The practice intertwines in spirituality, sexuality, and a state of mindfulness. It encourages sensual experience that may be experienced alone or with another partner. The goal of tantric sex is to achieve spiritual energetic contact during a sensual experience. This practice is slow, and the aim is not always to achieve orgasm. Instead, it's about feeling a connection either to your partner or to yourself that's both intense and enlightened. It includes breathing, sounds, and movements to activate sexual energy. How to explore tantric sex. Go get a pen and a paper and write these notes down, y'all. Write them down. Had to clean my glasses. To explore tantric sex, there are a few techniques that you can try to get ready. The first thing to do is to create the right environment. A good place to practice tantric techniques should be a place that's comfortable and free from distractions. Once you've found your preferred place, it's time to relax and settle in. Meditation. Whether you practice meditation before or not, this simply means taking a moment to be aware of your surroundings. Use your sense to really absorb everything going on around you. Breathing, inhale deeply and slowly, then exhale and empty out your lungs. Repeat this until you have rhythm. The goal with tantric breathing is to breathe deep enough to start to feel sensation in your sex organs. Movement. Lay flat on your back and let go of tension. As you breathe, arch your back and lift up your pelvis. You can repeat this to create a rhythm and feel yourself letting go of stress and starting to connect with your body and emotions. So how does tantric sex work in relationships? There are many couples who practice tantric sex to feel connected to their partner on a higher level. Tantra techniques help to form close, intimate contact and allow you and your partner to explore each other's bodies. You both can discover what you really like, and you can teach each other you can teach your partner along the way. Tantra sex is meant to be slow and satisfying, and sessions are typically quite long. Many people aim at putting off orgasm to enjoy the closeness and intimacy as long as possible. So if you're ready to explore tantric sex with your partner, the first thing you can practice together is eye contact. Start out by facing your partner, close on, and look at each other in the eyes. Practice the breathing techniques and synchronize your breath. Once you've gotten into a rhythm, you can begin to incorporate tantric techniques. After you undress, you can begin touching, feeling, and moving with your partner, however feels best for you. The key is to maintain eye contact and to continue to focus on your breathing. The only thing that matters is your present moment and enjoying every sensation. And this is coming from WebMD.com. Articles written by WebMD editorial contributors. What is tantric sex? Gotta go. Love and light. Thanks for tuning in with Part of Hadia, Part 2, How to Practice Tantric Sex, a Meditative Form of Intimacy That Can Improve in Your Relationship. And this article is written by Sarah Felder. Tantric sex is slow and intimate with a focus on connecting to yourself and your partner. Prepare for tantric sex by learning its history, creating a safe space, and practicing mindfulness. During tantric sex, you should focus on your breath and engage all of your senses. Tantric sex is a slowed down version of sex designed to enhance intimacy. It stems from the word Sanskrit word tantra, which means woven together, and is rooted in Hindu and Buddhist teaching. Tantric sex, the goal is not about reaching an orgasm. It's about feeling incredible pleasure. It's not about feeling incredible physical pleasure. Instead, it's tantric sex focused on creating a genuine mindful connection within yourself and then between you and your partner. You feel as if you're merging together, or rather, that the things that separate you are illusions of the material world, says Stephen, a licensed master social worker and sex therapist. The result of tantra practice is the creation of close bonds with one's partner, great awareness of one's body, and the development of skills such as mindfulness, restraint, and communication. Another benefit of tantric sex is its ability to ease anxiety. Traditional intimacy can cause performance anxiety around premature ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, and the worry about ensuring orgasm. That pleasure takes you from being in the moment and in your body to being in your head, says Camille Lewis, a sex and relationship therapist in Southern California. So tantric sex removes those anxieties. And when you are able to redirect focus towards experiencing sensations or simply being present and connected together, you are able to enjoy sex without anxiety or fear. Here's another example of how to prepare for tantric sex. First of all, you need to learn about its history. With any practice rooted in a specific culture, taking the time to understand its history shows respect for its origin and allows you to embrace it with fuller understanding. We cannot take on the spiritual and religious practice of other cultures without taking the time to honor the origins and understand that what we are doing. A great place to start could be this culture and historical overviews of tantra. So before you think about incorporating tantra into your spiritual life, learn about it proper, you know, its history and stuff. Practice mindfulness. I did take a course on this. To prepare for tantric sex, Lewis recommends doing a mindful practice to connect with your body, become aware of senses, and slow down an integral aspect of tantric sex. Mindfulness is simply being in the moment. Too many times we got a lot of things going on in our life, so it's in our head, and we are unable to relax. and be in the moment. We can be eating and don't even remember nothing about the food we ate because we were too busy worrying about yesterday while we were eating. So that what is meant by practicing mindfulness, being in the moment. This can be done through yoga, meditation, or intentionally focused on sensations and movement throughout the day. Create a safe environment. If you're trying tantric sex, create a safe environment where you and your partner feel free to connect with yourselves and each other. Somewhere where you can feel you can be away from any distractions, and somewhere that you don't feel subconscious about sounds you may make. Moaning, grunting, and vocalizing are encouraged with tantric sex. So consider a time where roommates, parents, or children are mad at home because you want to be moaning and groaning and grunting. Tips for a parent practicing tantric sex. So once you're ready to practice tantric sex, you should keep in mind five tips. Focus on your breath. Focus on breath is a central component of tantric sex as it allows for deeper connection. Partners are encouraged to synchronize their breath so it almost becomes one movement. Also, with mindfulness practices, that breath also grounds you in the present moment. Try paying attention to a part of the body where you feel the breath, like the belly or chest, and refocus your attention to this part. Gaze into each other's eyes. Spend time gazing into your partner's eyes while continuing eye contact. Is it necessary for tantric sex? Pap Hottie recommends it occur often to help build an intimate connection. Eye gazing is another way of scrutinizing to each other's energy. To gaze deeper, try focus on having your right eye connect with their right eye. Then you gotta slow it down, y'all. Slow it down. Tantric sex is not a race to an orgasmic finish line, but a chance to slow down and explore each other's body. It can last until you reach orgasm, feel connected, or are emotionally satisfied. The attitude change relieves a lot of typical felt anxiety. It is especially great for women because of its focus on slowing things down and waiting for arousal to build, says Pat. In an age where we are flooded with unreal extra pressures to feel orgasmic pleasure within minutes, this is freeing for many women. You gotta engage all five senses. Notice how your partner smells, what the curves of the body look like, what taste you pick up in your mouth as you kiss, what it sounds like when they or you moan. Lewis says these are all great ways to become grounded in your body and in the present moment. Incorporate massage. Sex does not need to be penetration, kissing, touching, holding, rubbing, and more can all lead to future tantric sexual experiences. No penetration is always necessary, says Lewis. Even if you want to incorporate penetrative sex, Gorlif says there's no reason to rush into it. So take your time. Start by focusing on markers that keep you present and connected, like massaging and cutting. I love when he massages me. So prolong the sensory exploration and carry it over into your penetrative sex, if indeed you have penetrative sex. And then it goes on. And then you can do all. Hold on. I got to this. You can also. Well, I just messed up. And then it says try the yum yum. No, try yab yum, the ultimate tantric sex position where you're sitting down. He's sitting with his legs crossed, and a woman is sitting on his lap, facing him with her legs crossed behind his back, and you're hugging each other and you're looking into each other's eyes. That is called the yam yum or lotus. The yab yum position is an iconic tantric sex position. It's also called a lotus position. To do it, one partner often a penetrating partner is crossed leg, as I just explained, and the other part of stratosome. The partner on top can wrap their legs around their partner's waist, or both can embrace each other with the arms. This intimate position sets you up for deep eye contact and partner breathing. It can involve penetration, but it doesn't have to. And then you can experiment with solo tantric sex, so you don't always have to have a partner. Doing tantric sex alone is ideal for getting to know your own body on an intimate level, just as you would a partner. Prepare by setting the mood. Here are some ideas. Light a candle. Meditate. Try touching different parts of your body. Experiment with tantric yoga positions. And try giving yourself a tantric massage. Go hands-free for an exercise and mental stimulation. Remember, the point is not to reach orgasm quickly, but to be mindful for all the sensations and emotions that surface through the process. So insiders, take away. Tantric sex slows down an intimate experience and emphasizes the connection between both you and yourself, as well as you and your partner. And the practice involves focus on the breath, staying present, and creating a safe environment to explore sensual intimacy. The end goal of tantric sex is not orgasm, but being present in the given moment and enjoying yourself or you and your partner. Gotta go.